Hello and welcome to the first edition of the 2016 Gridiron Gurus. I'm Travis Lazarczyk alongside Randy Whitehouse for the Kennebec Journal and Morning Sentinel. Randy, high school football season's finally back. What are some of the things you're looking forward to seeing this year?
Well, I think all four classes really are going to be pretty interesting this year. Class B, we're looking at perhaps the ascendancy of Skowhegan,
right,
in the north. Intrigued to see what Kearney can do. They've got most of their weapons back on offense this year, and when they've had a high-powered offense, they've been pretty tough. Messalonsky's interesting in terms of what kind of talent they have back. Looking forward to Class D as well. There's already some tumult in that conference.
Yes, I guess the Campbell Conference Class D just can't seem to get a schedule that works.
Yeah, exactly. And with Booth Bay out, I mean, that's tough. It's one thing to lose, a Telstar or Saucapee Valley, but when you're talking about a program like Booth Bay, you're talking about the conference's identity.
They're one of those. They've had such success, even in the last 10 or 15 years, with a couple of state championships and then another trip to the state game. Not that long ago, really.
No, right, exactly. And they went downhill quick there because of enrollment, obviously. But it's still going to be an interesting league. I mean, we've got Oak Hill going after history there this year.
Yeah. And nobody's won four in a row.
And they lost a lot, but they should still be pretty strong. But we've got Winthrop Monmouth, which has just about everybody back and played them tough in the semifinals last year. And they're expecting big things over there. And Lisbon, as always, is tough too. So that's going to be a fun conference to watch.
Yeah, and in the Big Ten Conference in Class C North, you talk about Oak Hill going for history in Class D. Winslow has won 22 straight games coming into this season with two consecutive state titles. They've been to four state championship games. I did a little research yesterday, and I couldn't find a school that's been to five straight. A few schools had been to four in a row, but nobody's been to five. So if Winslow were to pull that off, that would be an interesting feat. And
yeah,
then,
absolutely.
They're getting up there towards, all-time win streaks as far as the state goes. If they were to run the table again, that would be 33 in a row.
Yeah, it's funny. Before I came here, just a couple years before I came here, people were wondering what happened to Winslow football.
Right.
Now they're back and having their best run ever.
Yeah. Some of the players that we can look at this season, obviously, you mentioned Coney, Taylor Heath, that quarterback now. Another great quarterback at Skowhegan and Garrett McSweeney, who threw 23 touchdowns, so just two picks last year, threw for around 2,000 yards. Another quarterback that's kind of on the rise this year is Braden Ballard at Lawrence. Took over that offense about midway through last season, helped the Bulldogs win four games in a row to end the regular season and even make the playoffs. Talked to Braden recently about how he feels now that he's a junior and getting more comfortable running the Bulldogs show.
Last year I really learned how to start taking control of the team and stuff, and when we need to that extra push, get the guys going and stuff. And this year I'm gonna definitely take control and try and push this team because I have high expectations.
Yeah, you got more confidence, do you think?
Yeah, much more.
Yeah,
we have a good running game, good wide receivers. Yeah.
Just kind of this team last year kind of got better as the season went on. I know you lost your first four, but then you won four and made that push into the playoffs. What do you got to do to build off of that?
I think we just got to carry that momentum over. I mean, we solidified an offense that we can run with our team and, just keep on going. I think we're going to carry over a lot of confidence, and I'm expecting a lot.
Okay, looking a little bit more at that Skowhegan-Lawrence game is coming up on Friday night at Kies Field in Fairfield. Old rivals, last year Skowhegan won this game up in Skowhegan 12-0. It was a really big defensive game. Both teams looking like they should be playoff contenders in the PTC Class B. Randy, a couple other games to look at in the PTC B.
The one I'm looking forward to covering on Friday is Mount Blue at Kearney. It's a rematch of last year's thrilling playoff game. Mount Blue was down by 20 points at halftime and rallied to win by 1 point. Talked to B.L. Lippert, the head coach of Coney, yesterday, and he says he's looked at the film of that game about 100 times over the offseason. So, you know, that one still stings for them. It's going to be interesting to see what Mount Blue has this year after, you know, graduating really a lot of talent.
Yeah, Coach Schumann told me they got one returning starter.
Yeah, so, you know, and Coney lost a lot on the defensive side of the ball. So
True. We'll
see how far those two sides are along at this point in the season.
Going to the LTC, the Little Ten Conference in Class D, change in that league this year with only 10 teams. They're going to play a 9-game regular season, and instead of 6 teams making the playoffs, only 4. So two of those playoff teams last year meet this week in Orono at Mountain View. It's a game where, you know, in normal years you think, well, you lose week one, it, you know, might not hurt your playoff chances, but with two fewer playoff spots, this could be one of those games that decides, you know, who's going to go in at 3 or 4.
Yeah, you know, everybody, I hear coaches talk about, well, it's a long season sometimes. I think they know as well as anybody just how important these games are.
Exactly.
I bet there's more anxiety going into this first week than any other week because they know the stakes are high, but they don't know as much about their team as they will later in the season. Speaking of which, I mean, we have one in D-South. With Winthrop and Winthrop Monmouth and Lisbon on Saturday. That could be a huge game down the line. Talking about two teams that don't want to challenge Oak Hill for the conference and number one seed. And this game could decide that. Winthrop Monmouth, like I said earlier, has just about everybody back. And their coach, Dave St. Hilaire, said, you know, they basically hit the ground running from preseason, day one of preseason.
Right.
And, like, they never stopped practicing. Lisbon's always an interesting team. Apparently, everybody's eligible this week, from what I hear. That's always a question going into week one.
Sure.
But they have a really strong defensive front, and they're really going to challenge Matt Ingram and that Winthrop Monmouth offense.
Okay. Sounds like some good games this week to start off the season. So we hope you enjoy wherever you get out to, and we'll see you next week on Gridiron Gurus.
Bye, everybody.